From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams, the entire news staff at three local radio stations, was fired January 14th, he reports on Facebook. Williams was the sole journalist at WCTW, The Cat, WRWD, WHUC, 1230 AM, and the oldies station, WZCR, and one of only a few reporters left on the radio dial anywhere. He wrote, and I quote, "Starting tomorrow, don't know what you can expect in the way of local news because I won't be writing and gathering it anymore," end quote. The stations he reported for are owned by iHeartMedia, which he says laid off many people around the country. He said, and I quote, "Not sure what my future will bring. In the old days, you could just go to the station across the street. Now all the stations seem to be owned by the same person," end quote. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. In the coming months, a plethora of subcommittees under the leadership of Catskill resident Robert Tomlinson will be tasked with tackling the village's cultural issues. The effort will complement the process of updating Catskill's 10-year-old comprehensive plan. Drafts of that plan were presented in October and November, but some residents found the proposal lacking. That led to the creation of the new committees. Tomlinson will present the group's findings to the village board in April. He has proposed a variety of subcommittees, including trash, composting and recycling, affordable housing, coping with the climate crisis and reducing the village's carbon footprint, nurturing the creative economy, cultural and historic preservation, kindness, respect, and empathy, the future of the public education and community engagement, and the future of food, reducing food waste, and increasing community gardens. Tomlinson intends to appoint at least three people to each subcommittee, which will be expected to meet for a period of 6 to 8 weeks. Village President Vincent Seeley said Tomlinson's review of cultural issues will not impact the comprehensive plan because he is developing an art and culture comprehensive plan. Seeley said, and I quote, "The comprehensive plan is a land use plan, but Tomlinson's plan is part of the recipe going forward," end quote. The final version of the updated village plan is currently under review by county officials. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The cost of the hand recount of ballots in the Ulster County District Attorney race was nowhere near the $16,000 to $20,000 range originally estimated by county officials. County Republican Commissioner of Elections Thomas Turco said the cost was, and I quote, "minimal beyond our own staffing," end quote. And Ashley Dittus, Turco's Democratic counterpart, said the board, and I quote, "didn't really have to hire a lot of people or rent space," end quote. The commissioner said the original cost guess was based on the assumption the recount would have to be completed before January 1st. That deadline changed once they learned that Republican candidate Michael Kavanaugh would assume the role of acting DA when the term of then-district attorney Holly Conright ended December 31st. Turco said, and I quote, "if the succession was not clear and we needed a district attorney by January 1st, all bets were off," end quote. Dittus said the Board of Elections has not yet done a financial breakdown of the recount cost, but she said the office only used, and I quote, "a little part-time help," end quote. Democrat David Clegg ultimately won the race by 78 votes. He was sworn in last week. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper on the Chatham Town Board organizational meeting held January 2nd. The gathering was chaired by the town's new supervisor, Donnell Collins, and was the first for new members Abby Misek and Vance Pitkin. Pitkin was appointed deputy supervisor and Misek was named second deputy supervisor. The new board hired Tal Rapalier as town attorney for an unspecified interim period and appointed David Everett to the planning board. Rapalier previously served as town attorney. Everett is attorney by profession, and he will now serve out the term of former planning board member Sue Tanner, who resigned last year. Residents in attendance at the meeting, as well as former board member Michael Richardson, questioned the wisdom of hiring Rapalier again. Richardson said the board had not solicited bids from attorney candidates and pointed to the town's procurement policy, which addresses soliciting bids for professional services. He urged the board to, and I quote, go through this process, end quote. The board also heard from some residents unhappy about the appointments made to the Comprehensive Plan Update Review Committee, which is co-chaired by Misek and Jean Belletti-Bowerman. Misek spoke about her personal goals and the goals of the new board, saying they plan to get information to residents. She said, and I quote, the website is not enough, end quote. She also said the board would get out and hold meetings in the hamlets located within the town. And she said the building department is trying to educate people on what they need when dealing with zoning law requirements. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Terry Weaver is reporting for Syracuse.com that beginning Wednesday, January 15th, anyone born in New York and then adopted will be able to request and receive a copy of their original birth certificate that lists their birth parents' name. The law applies to people 18 or older who were born in New York, no matter where they were adopted or live now. One of the law's sponsors, Assemblymember Pam Hunter of Syracuse, estimates that hundreds of people have contacted her office since the legislation was proposed last year. She said the option to discover the identities of birth parents is, and I quote, a relief for some parents. I think that's a relief for many people, end quote. Birth certificates can be obtained in either one of two ways, through the State Department of Health or through the company VitalCheck.com. Applicants will receive a copy of their pre-adoption certificate and any additional information contained in the sealed adoption file. Read the full story at Syracuse.com. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.